Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Stella from the Home Care Agency. We just spoke.
Yeah. I was wanting to know how, so about myself, how I get a home health aide to come out and take care of me like 5 days a week. I'm getting discharged from the hospital on Friday.
Sure. So you need someone to come down and help you, like, to with whatever you need. Do you have Medicaid? Got it, because we're a Medicaid-funded agency. What I can do is we'll need Medicaid. We'll need to do an assessment and see if you can get approved for home care.
Okay, well, I'm getting discharged on Friday.
Got it. And it doesn't take that quick because it does, like, take until – were you already approved for home care?
Before I was.
Yes, let me see. What's your first and last name?
Lisa Manning.
Got it. And what's your date of birth, Lisa?
November 12, 1962.
November 12, 1962?
Yep.
Got it. I see you have the waiver program, right? You have the waiver program. And in which county are you? In Montgomery, if I see right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And you're located in Harleysville?
So we're actually located in Philadelphia, but we service anywhere. It's fine. We service Montgomery as well. So we have a lot of care groups in Montgomery. And how many hours were you approved for?
So far I'm approved for 24. But when I get out, you're going to give me more.
Let's first start with the 24 hours, and we're going to work on getting you approved for more, but let's first do the one that you have. So we can get services as soon as possible. Let me take down some basic information so I can get a staffing coordinator assigned and help you get an aide for you. Give me a minute. What's your address?
150 Main Street, apartment 1.
150 what?
Main Street.
How do I spell that?
M-A-I-N.
M-A-I-N. Oh, Main Street, got it.
Yeah, okay. Main Street, yes. Apartment 110F.
Okay, and in which city is that?
That's in Harleysville, PA. 19438. That's Harleysville. H-A-R-L-E-S-V-I-L-L-E.
And what's the zip code again?
19438.
Thank you so much for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking down everything so the specialist doesn't need to take it again from you. I'm just going to send it everything to her. You have PA Health and Wellness. Do you have any kids in your house? Like any minors?
No.
You have the waiver program. You don't have an employee. You just need from us. What's your requirements? Like, you have 24 hours.
I need somebody to wash my clothes, dry them, clean my apartment, vacuum. What else? Mop the kitchen floor and other minor things that I may need to be done.
Personal care?
As long as she just stands next to me, I'll be okay.
Watch, you shouldn't fall.
Yeah.
Got it. And do you have any specific days of the week?
Since I only have 24, I need just Tuesday and Wednesday. But
and 12 hours each day?
8 hours.
But you say you have 24 hours, so you can have Tuesday, Wednesday, just 2 days?
I have somebody coming now, but after I get approved for you, I'm going to go to you instead.
So
how do you do that?
So we can get you for how, like, we can get you for the full 24 hours of caregiver, if you want.
Okay, I will try that for now. But how about when I need more? What do I do?
What day is your caregiver coming, that caregiver?
I won't see this on Monday.
Monday. So I'll do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If we can find for all 3 days, then we'll go all 3 days. If we can only find Tuesday and Wednesday, then we'll just do the split. Half our agency and half the other.
Okay, well, I don't need nobody Monday.
Oh, you don't need someone Monday?
No, that's a Tuesday and Wednesday. I need somebody.
Just Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
8 hours?
Yeah. And then once I get reassessed again, both of them gave me like 40 hours. Because I want to need it. I'm getting dressed then.
Got it. Okay. I think we're all set for now, Lisa. Let me see if I can get a specialist right now available you so she can assist you further. Can you hold on
okay.
the line, Lisa?
Yes. Can I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is Stella.
Stella?
Correct.
Stella!
You know that?
Okay. Well, your number is 215.
What?
215, your phone number.
Let me give you my direct line. Yeah, the one that I called you. That's 267.
267.
551.
551. Uh-huh.
7406.
7406. Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get someone for you. Just hold on the line, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so I actually got Ruth available for you. She's going to assist you further, okay?
What's her name?
Ruth.
Okay.
I'll transfer you right over. Thank you so much. Okay.
Family First, Ruth speaking.
Yes, this is Lisa Manning. Are you sure to give me some more information?
Yes, sure. So you just spoke with Stella in regards to switching to our agency?
Yes.
Yes, of course. So I'm going to explain to you the intake process. Did you have any particular questions before?
No.
No, okay. So I guess you wanted to hear how the intake process goes.
Yeah,
so Stella did let me know that you were looking for a caregiver, right? You wanted us to help you find one?
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't matter. I see that she got most of the information from you. Doesn't matter if it's a male or female caregiver?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have a preference of either one?
I'd rather have a woman.
You'd rather have a woman. Okay, not
yeah.
a problem. I'll put that in. Okay. Yeah, I get that. I would also want, you know,
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I want some man looking at my body.
Yeah, most women
yes.
want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So how it's going to work is like this. We're going to look for a caregiver now, okay? And
mm-hmm.
then as soon as we find someone, we're going to reach out to your insurance company and we're going to ask them to send the authorization so we can start services.
To send authorization to who?
To Family First, yes. To the agency. It's from the
Family
insurance.
First, yes.
Yeah, we're going to deal mm-hmm. with the insurance company directly, you know, to get it from them. They might call
mm-hmm.
you just to confirm, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got a call from Family First. I just want to confirm that you're switching to them.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I will call them, you know, today just to let them know that you're looking, you know, we're looking for an aide, but they shouldn't send anything
yeah.
yet, you know. But then
yeah,
closer to, once we find someone, we'll actually request it from them.
Yeah, I have the number you want to talk to. Her name is Pamela.
Pamela?
Right,
okay.
my caregiver from PA Health Awareness.
Oh, okay, that would be great if you give me that information. You said her name is Pamela?
Yeah, I'll give you one. Look it up now.
Okay, and her phone number do you have?
My phone number?
No, Pamela's phone number.
Yeah, I'm looking for it now in my book.
Oh, okay, sure.
And my phone, yeah. 1 second. Come on, Pamela. I so many numbers. I forget what I put her under. Hey,
Good
man.
Time.
All right, thank you. When I rush. Okay, here we go. Her name is Pamela Thomas. She's
mm-hmm.
a service coordinator.
Okay.
Her number is 267-901-6531.
6531, got that. Okay, thank you so much for that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's about it. So I'll keep you posted on when we find someone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Just one more question. Is it a specific time frame that you want, the 8 hours on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or it's whenever they can do?
Well, right now I just need Tuesdays. Until just Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, if
mm-hmm.
I get someone soon, and if I get approved, I want it 5 days.
Right, of course. Once you get approved for
yeah.
4 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a specific time when you want the 8 to start working on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay. Not a problem. So I'll keep you
all
posted,
right.
Lisa, okay?
All right,
nice
thank
talking
you.
To you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm sorry.